We're up to the 44th Mizmor that, of course, I wanted to look at through the lens of the day. I'd probably admittedly look at this a little bit differently if we were learning this on a different day of the year. But I wanted to speak about this Mizmor very briefly in light of the Ramban's perspective on certain prohibitions that he feels should be enumerated in the 365 negative or prohibitions of the Torah, the mitzvos lo saaseh, in contrast to others, and in particular in contrast to Rambam. So the first prohibition that Rambam has is a prohibition of forgetting about God. Isser shichachas Hashem. There are two psukim in Sefer Dvarim that the Rambam says point in this direction. Yisham lecha pentishka ches Hashem hamot yocha meret etzrayim mibeis avadim, and yisham lecha pentishka ches Hashem levilti shemar mitzvosav. That we have to be careful about forgetting Hashem in the sense that he took us out of Egypt, in parallel to the mitzvah of believing in Hashem, and we have to be careful about forgetting about Hashem in the sense of fidelity to his mitzvahs. They really are one integrated concept for the Ramban. Secondly, the Ramban says that there's a prohibition of forgetting about Ma'amad Har Sinai. We have to remember, the Ramban says, Hisham lecha ushmor nafshecha me'od pentishka ches hadvarim asher ro inecha, that, and arguably mitzvahs I say there as well, to talk about Ma'amad Har Sinai. Because the Ramban says, you know, if this is just going to be hearsay, and if you're not going to have a special mitzvah of remembering what happened and passing it on from generation to generation, then the Torah is always going to be vulnerable. Some other Navi can come along later, and by the way, this did happen historically, if you can read between the lines of what I'm saying, and saying, you know, the laws of Moshe, they don't really apply anymore. The important thing is to be a good person, and it is very important to be a good person. But, you know, laws about dietary restrictions or observing Shabbos and the like, those things have fallen by the wayside. They've now been replaced by a new kind of a revelation. So you can read between the lines of what the Ramban was suggesting. He says, but if we always remember Ma'amad Har Sinai and we pass it on from generation to generation, that will be the ultimate guarantor of the fidelity of the transmission itself and concomitantly our fealty to that transmission. So here in the Mizmor, David HaMelech sounds a very similar note. L'natzeach nivnei Korach maskil, Elohim be'osneinu shamanu avosenu sipurlanu, our parents told us, Pa'ol pa'alta b'mehem b'mei kedem. This is what you did in days of yore. Tayadcha goyim harashta v'titoeim tara le'umim v'tishalachem. So again, our ancestors are telling us the story, and because we trust them, right, with absolute conviction, we're able to know that these things occurred, that you allowed them to inherit the land of Israel. Kilo v'charbam yershu aretz. It wasn't their sword. Uzoram lehoshia lamo. But rather it was your right hand and your outstretched arm and the light of your face which granted them this ratzon, this sense of graciousness. You were the one that commanded that the salvations of Jacob occurred. And the Ramban's voice almost can be heard just a little bit later on as well. In Pasuk Chafalafim, Shachachnu Shem Elokeinu. If we will forget Hashem, remember that's the Ramban's Isser, that we can never forget Hashem. We can never forget Hashem in general, what he did for us in Yetzias Mitzrayim. We can never forget Hashem in terms of fidelity to his mitzvos. Vanifros Kapenu Le'elzar. We would turn elsewhere. Halo Elokim Yachkor Zos, Ki Hu Yodea Talumo Slave. God would immediately, of course, know, and He sees even the inner workings of the heart, which, and this is another important theme of the Ramban, because the Ramban repeatedly, in Tamim Tiyayim Hashem Elkechola Avdo B'chol Avavchem, so many times in his mitzvah, Anochi Hashem Elkecho, the Ramban says that the important thing is that we serve God B'chavana Ritzuya Shlema, B'Lev Shalem. So Hashem, who's the Choker Lev, certainly knows whether we do the mitzvot with a sense of, you know, as a hedge fund manager, would we've got to hedge our bets? Maybe it's true, maybe it's not true, God forbid, or with absolute conviction. So as we move into Matan Torah, let us aspire to Kabbalah Satorah, to accept the Torah in the spirit of the Ramban, namely in the spirit of completely and totally devoting ourselves to that precious gift, the Kli Chemda, that we alone have merited, Ashreinu, Matov Chalkeinu. So with that, I wish everybody a wonderful Yantif. You'll have all the drushos, all the packets of Shirim, enough to keep you busy this Shavuos, arguably until next Shavuos. So we'll get you all of those materials. And I wish everybody and your families a healthy, safe, and wonderful Yantif.